The scenes stuff with the fighters and their coaches at the Cow Palace.
Yeah, so I was in charge of doing kind of like behind the scenes almost, where it's I get most of the walkouts, and then I get, you know, an in-depth look at what they're doing in the locker rooms, which was very interesting to me as well. And then you can see them. I take shots of them also right when they're about to walk out, and they're kind of like psyching themselves out and stuff. So and let me tell you one thing. Just being in the room with those people, I mean, the smell was amazing.
What do you mean by those people?
I know, just like fighters, just in general, like people that are like really taking this very seriously. So there was like, I think there was like 11 amateur fights and then 8 pro fights.
Wow, that's a long card.
That's a long card.
So how long were you there for the entire day? You got there at what time?
So I started. I was there by 1 o'clock, and
God damn, that's early.
Yeah, it was pretty early.
What time did it end?
Like 9.
Holy
which was
shit.
Cool.
Jesus yeah. Christ.
What made it pretty easy was, you know, I've known Nico since high school, the guy that pretty much runs the thing. And, he had a bunch of my high school friends just come, and, you know, they're VIP, and it was just,
so you guys
reunion.
Have like a mini reunion.
Yeah, it was cool. Fights just in general, they were, you know, they were as amateur as you can get, but really good action. The crowds really showed up for their fighters, and there was a lot of support from the local people over there, and a lot of Half Gracie, a lot of, what's it called again? Gosh, I keep forgetting what freaking camp those are. But anyway, for the most part, there was just a bunch of fighters from the resistance. There was people from, you know, just people from all over the Bay Area. And it was cool because, you know, Dragon House had been pretty much the only promotion that's been throwing anything. So for Nico to put his hand into the next wave of Bay Area MMA, as you probably also heard, Gil Melendez and Scott Coker are going to be teaming up. For I think fights at the Tech U or
yeah,
something like
fight
that.
Fight night at the Tech in San Jose.
Yeah, so apparently that's where I think it's like the D League, San Jose, whatever their Sharks, the D League Sharks. I think they play over there, like their amateur league. Anyway,
oh, they're at like their minor league hockey team.
Yeah, I think that's where they play. But so I mean, if you can imagine, it seats like I think it was like 4,500 people.
That sounds right.
Which is kind
of
cool.
I put in Matt's name to be considered for that event.
Yeah,
because
well. It's
I know
they've
got the main
card
set. Yeah. So maybe he could be on the undercard, perhaps. We'll see. I'm still waiting to hear from the matchmakers.
Yeah. Got to see some cool people. Also saw Jessica Rose Clark, Jesse Jess.
She's pretty hot in person. Also, what'd you say?
She's pretty hot in person. I was like, wow. Exactly. Like, yeah.
Where is she coaching out of? Is she fighting?
She's CSA.
Where does she fight out of? She fights out of CSA.
Yeah.
Is she a coach there too, or just a fighter?
More than likely, because I think she married this jiu-jitsu guy who hangs out with Craig Jones. So.
Okay. Yeah. So this stuff that you recorded, that you did video for, what happens to that material? That goes to the promoter where they make like highlight videos out of it? They edit it themselves, or you edit it for them?
No, so I'll put it edit together, and pretty much that's their footage. You know, it wasn't a huge, you know, package deal where, you know, there's a bunch of like different things that I would do. I would just put out like a highlight of pretty much the event, and I would take footage from MMA Raw, who also films their portion. I think they were also in charge of filming the stream, but they weren't producing the stream. I think that's another company. But I was able to meet some people from MMA Raw who I think Dragon House uses them, and I'm not sure of any of the other Bay Area promotions. But I did see them at the some of the Jiu-Jitsu tournaments. Anyway, I did a video not too long ago. I think I put it out last week. And he goes like this, "Hey, you're Sergio, right?" And I go, no, my name is Sean. He goes, "Oh, yeah, you're Sean Pierre, right?"
Close enough.
Yeah. He goes, "Yeah, I saw the video that you made for us." I was like, "Yeah, I didn't want to like," I was like, "Thanks for taking such great footage." But I knew I was walking right next to him. I just didn't want to be like, "Hey, man, what's up?" But he actually approached me, and I think we're going to collaborate somehow.
All right. Making connections. You know, a camera can have weird effects on people. Sometimes it's kind of like a truth serum.
For sure.
People know they see a camera in front of them and they're suddenly more honest than they normally would be because they know, I'm being recorded. It's like something's holding me accountable. For other people, some people, they see a camera, they shy away. They don't want any part of it. Some people, they see a camera lens, they ham it up. They become even louder or more wild than they normally are. Did you see any type of reaction like that from these fighters when you were around? Did you see like fighters that you thought maybe they're just kind of being more hyped than normal because they see a camera, so they're trying to put on a show for you?
Totally. You'll get all of that. You'll get all kinds of people, from the people that are super OCD about stuff, where they're sleeping in sleeping bags until their fight, where there's also people that, you know, eat like certain things, or they have like these weird rituals.
I think people be surprised to find out how many times or how many athletes out there, and not just in MMA, but like a lot of different sports, they take a nap before before it's time to perform.
A lot of people just watching YouTube too. Like when they're getting their hands wrapped and
shit. Any weird things that, I mean, are they just watching random shit? Are they kind of scouting their opponent last minute, just reinforcing some game plan stuff? Did you kind of peek over their shoulder and see what they're watching?
You know what was kind of weird about this?
Are they watching hentai? You could say. You don't have to say who. Nah. You could say if you saw some people watching some animated porn. That's what
I would do. I would just watch cartoon porn. No. One thing they did do that was different this time was they used to have two separate dressing rooms for red and blue. This time they kind of just compressed them all together, which was kind of weird because you could see your opponent right there. You know, and it's like,
that's, you know, some what? People that, had to like, money.
Some people had to move, like just far away into like, even as far as like, if there was a closet down over there, they just fucking hit pads in the fucking closet.
Bro, you know what that is? That's a money saving. That's a money saving for sure. Move. You know what I would have done? It's like, it can't cost that much more. It's just have the quote unquote, the dressing rooms for the different corners out in the hallways, you know, those hallways behind separate. The seating. Yeah. And just put a giant curtain there. Yeah,
separate them with a freaking...
And so that you're not like warming up in the same area as your opponent.
So true.
I mean, that's a money... Talk to your boy. That's just a cheapo money saving.
I agree with that.
For an arena...
That big,
too. Cow Palace is not like a huge arena, but it's bigger than Kezar Pavilion. It's bigger than like your regular high school gymnasium.
For sure.
If you're a fighter there, you and your corner, if you're in the red corner... Red corner should have their own room. Blue corner should be able to have their own room.
For sure.
I wonder if that's also a function of whether the commission had enough personnel to oversee.
You know, that's a good
the different locker rooms. So maybe they were running short, and they're like, you know what, we just need to have all the fighters in this one area.
You might be right, dude, because I always go to the commission meetings because they have that rules meeting where they talk about certain things. Last time there was a bunch of them. Like there was even like this Ralph Gracie black belt that I had rolled with years ago. I was like, hey, I remember you and this and that. There was a bunch, but I only saw maybe like three.
Yeah.
In the room
maybe I'll lay off the promotion. This might be a CSAC issue or an athletic. Possibly because
they were all separated at first. And then I was like, oh, where's the meeting going to be? They're like, oh, it's in that little room over there. And then no one ever left that room. So I'm pretty sure that's probably what happened.
Awkward.
I know, right?
But any highlights from the night, any particular fighters you think that we should keep an eye on that might make it to the big stage, whether it be like Bellator, PFL, maybe the UFC, maybe one championship? Somebody you think you has the potential there?
You know, there's a lot of guys coming out of Half Gracie Pleasanton, I think it is. Just they had a stack of fighters that were coming out over there. There's also this freaking other team. It's like slipping from my head right now, but they use the Street Fighter font, but it's something else fighter. Gosh, I forget what it's called, but they had a bunch of fighters over there too. They also had these fighters that came out kind of in the same theme where they all had mullets, which was kind of, which was kind of cool. I was like, you know what? That's actually kind of cool. And I think that was Adam Piccolotti's homies too. Cause he was over there. I actually got to talk to him and, you know, I fanboyed. I was just like, yeah, what's up, man?
You're standing across the cage from a guy with a mullet. Yeah. What's your assumption about what their fight style is? I'm thinking, like, this guy just likes punching.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'd be very surprised if all of a sudden this dude shoots in like for like low singles or something. I'd be like, oh, this guy just wants trying to swing away.
And he's going for guillotines.
Oh, dude. See, that's the thing. It's those people that you think are just out in the country that are fucking bumpkin. You think, oh, they don't know no grappling. It turns out all they do is watch YouTube videos of like and BJJ fanatic stuff. And
that's all they spend their money on.
And hentai porn. Anyway, well, I don't know. You got to find entertainment otherwise. But hey, so good time, huh? When's the one in the city?
So they're also going to be throwing one in August. I think Zong from Dragon House, he's going to be throwing something in June. But I know first round fights is going to be a hybrid card at the Cal Palace. They're going to do dual dual show where there's a Muay Thai ring and there's a obviously an MMA cage. So not sure if anyone wants to get a part of that smoke. I don't know how reputable it would be to have like a Muay Thai fight.
Well, I hope over that they at least staff the event and hopefully the athletic commission staffs the event and hopefully the commission judges know what sport they're judging when they're watching it. You know, it's like, what are we doing? Are we at a boxing event? No, it's an MMA event and a Muay Thai event. I've heard stories where commission judges show up to an event and they're not sure what combat sport they're supposed to be judging. They have to be told right there and then there.
It's like, okay, so what are we shooting today, guys? What are we judging today?
That's exactly what it sounds like. It's like, you guys are boxers, right? No, this
it's like
is
we're
a
not
Muay Thai
wearing
event.
Shoes, guys.
I mean, we throw punches, but we do other things too. Let's make sure we're scoring this correctly, please. Kindly, please, sir, ma'am, please.
Oh, how'd your guy do? What's his name? Art?
Anthony. How did Anthony I'm gonna mention Art later because I think he's starting to pick up some of your habits. but Anthony competed at BJJ Tour Silicon Valley out at Woodside this past Sunday. He had two matches. Didn't place. He didn't medal. But I think we learned a lot about his game. He learned a lot about himself.
Good.
And so we have a good blueprint to build on some things for his future development in jiu-jitsu.
Good job, Anthony.
Anthony, have a safe trip. I know he's flying out to Salt Lake City tomorrow for a wedding, but he'll be back on the mats next week.
No drinking, man. You're doing World League.
Yeah. we're gonna put you into a Master Worlds. We're gonna be Mighty Beast is gonna sponsor your participation.
There you go.
Hey, so I know in episodes past I've talked about the antitrust lawsuit that is being held against the UFC by a number of former fighters. Well, 1 month out from the start of the supposed trial date, they settled for $334 million. So be interesting to see what else is involved with the settlement, because I know part of the antitrust lawsuit was that they felt that the UFC was a monopoly, and one of the parts of that monopoly was the construction of the UFC contracts. So I'm interested to see if moving forward, whether this settlement involves how future UFC contracts will be constructed in any way, or if it's just a straight up payout to those fighters who were named to that antitrust lawsuit. So it'll be very interesting. So we'll keep an eye on it. Since BloodyElbow.com changed management, it's been kind of difficult finding writers who could go into the weeds, into the nitty gritty details of the lawsuit. So I'll keep trying, folks. You know I try.
Remember how you're saying if it were to go south for the UFC, it would hit him pretty big, right?
Is this going to hit them pretty big? They're originally being sued for $1.3 billion.
Oh, okay. But people settled for $335 million,
I believe.
Were they trying to just like highball and then see what happens, or?
You know, it's hard to say. You know, I'd imagine if you're an attorney for either side, you play that game. That's one of those things that you kind of expect. And again, with a trial can be very unpredictable.
Yeah.
So a lot of times the parties involved are very interested in settling. Speaking of more news, we found out that, you know, PFL, which now owns Bellator, is going to be keeping Bellator as an active organization under its wing. And Bellator has a TV deal essentially with, I don't know if you can't call it TV because it's on an app. They're going to be streamed on Max from here on out. So I'm wondering if you think that now that they've got a distribution deal, I guess you could call it, is this going to help the fortunes of Bellator?
I don't know. I feel like them going and settling for Max leads me to believe that Bellator will probably feed PFL.
So they just use it as a feeder league.
Yeah. So they're going to, it's almost like Contender Series or like Ultimate Fighter shit where it's like, oh, if you want to try to get in and win $1 million, get through the Bellator Challenger Series. And then all of a sudden you can get a contract and then you have a chance at $1 million. So I don't know. I just feel like it's, you might as well just put them together and then call them something else, not Bellator or like PFL.
I'll say this though, with Bellator being on Max, at least it's an easy
Skinemax
place to find. If you just say they're going to be on Max, you know, oh, the same place where you watch Game of Thrones, the same place you watch Rick and Morty,
softcore
the same
porn.
Place you watch. I don't know if Max has all of those softcore porn things that you like, Sean.
Shannon Tweed.
I think you gotta check it out. I don't know. I haven't dug that deep into my Max subscription, dude, to see if they have those.
Dude, they used to be the shit, though.
Tune in next week, guys, when Sean finds out whether the old softcore porn stuff is available on
Night
on your
Eyes,
Max
I think
app. What was it called? What?
Night Eyes. I think there was like six of them where she.
God damn,
dude!
Like Sergio over here coming in with the titles of these.
Hey, that's gonna be
movies.
My alias.
Sergio is going to be Sean's porn name.
Yeah, yeah.
And Sergio knows where all the nipples are hidden on your in your movies, guys. So tap in. He'll put you on that half naked game. Hey, were you able to watch UFC Fight Night last weekend though? Like, or were you able to catch up on it after
just barely
the first round fights?
Yeah, I mean, I was able to also watch a little bit while I was over there during some of the boring fights, but yeah, I mean,
Let's talk about the heavyweight main event, Tai Tuivasa versus Marcin Tybura. So Arthur, my teammate from Cojaldo Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, he came up to me earlier today and he said, "So is it time for Tuivasa to retire?" Just like you've been listening to Sean too much.
Oh man!
But I mean, what is this? This is what? How many losses in a row is this for Tai Tuivasa?
Four.
Is this four in a row?
I think so.
I mean, goddamn. I mean, what do you think?
I think Tai is one of those household names. Like I said last week, he feeds off the crowd. I wish they would just put him in an event with a crowd because that's kind of his like, that's kind of like his freaking feed, you know? So I think even though he's gone four down.
They did him dirty putting him in the Apex with no crowd. I mean, it's a small crowd. Small crowd in the Apex.
Yeah. And I just feel
like...
But
maybe you're saying like he needs that kind of like 10,000, 15,000 seat kind of deal.
I say he should probably, you know, take some time off, get right. I think he was changing camps back and forth from Abu Dhabi and Australia. So maybe he just needs to kind of settle in. He said he felt good this past camp. Maybe just ride that same energy and because he ended up getting stopped in the first round anyway. First round anyway.
Yeah,
so
it was the first round.
It, you know, like nothing's damaged or anything like that. He just needs to take some time off, tighten up some whatever. He just needs to learn how to wrestle, man. He just needs to learn good anti-wrestling and maybe go to Bangtown.
And good on Tibera to go to Bangtown. What's going on with you? Goddamn, Sergio. No, calm down with porno.
You know Bangtown, though.
Goddamn. Pause, Sergio, pause.
that Thailand training camp where everybody trained.
Okay, we'll learn more on Strong's OnlyFans, guys.
OnlyFans.
Tibera, good on Tibera with the rear naked choke submission.
What the haircut?
Dude, okay, that's what I wanted to point out. The haircut that Tibera came in there with, like the front of it, like completely uneven. Man. One of the people I was watching it with, shout out to Pacific Ring Sports, I was watching the fights with that crew. So they called it the worst haircut they've ever seen on a fighter. but we also thought maybe he did that on purpose because making it uneven, maybe it will throw off the aim of Tai Tuivasa's punches. So maybe we're just not thinking on that high enough level to appreciate that move.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm full of shit, which is also possible. It's possible.
I think they interviewed him about the haircut. He said that.
Did they? What'd he say?
He said that he's losing his hair anyway, so he's just like, might as well do it.
So he's just going to fuck it up even more?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Do you. Hey, I'm going to eat a huge shut up white belt Carlo in terms of the Ovince St. Preux versus Kennedy Enchuku fight. Ovince St. Preux gets a split decision. I thought OSP was going to get walked over, but... God, the guy just knew how to win.
The guy fought fucking John Jones, man. So.
Yeah, he's been in there with some top tier stuff. So maybe. Maybe I was selling him short. Maybe I was paying too much attention to the betting hype.
Yeah.
Kennedy was a minus 500 favorite. OSP, a plus 380 underdog. Dude, if you bet on OSP, some pretty decent money was paid out, bro. So congratulations to you, lucky bastards.
Yeah. Another fight that caught my eye was the Macy Chiazon versus Penny Kianza. That was a good fight. Good submission by Macy Chiazon. She needed a win.
Yeah. Like that was at bantamweight. Chiazon, a minus 205 favorite going into that one.
Not typically known for submissions either.
Oh, another one that kind of caught my eye, even though it wasn't like a high action fight, but I thought it would end the way it would. Mearshart versus Barbarina.
Yeah.
Mearshart gets the submission in round two. Not too surprising that Barbarina needs to work on his ground game. How about the women's strawweight fight on the prelims? Amorim versus McKenna.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Does Amorim get credit for three wins in one fight? Because didn't McKenna tap three separate times to that armbar?
And she just kept fucking attacking. It was actually pretty cool.
The referee wasn't jumping in there to like break it up off of the first tap.
The first one was kind of weird though.
Like the first one was kind of weird, okay. But then the second one is just like, that's a tap. And then the third one is just like, yo, I think like, Amorim should get credit for three submissions of the night for that one submission, for that one fight.
Yeah. It was weird, right? I was like, oh, fuck, what is going on?
Yeah, I mean, what is going on with the UFC, bro?
I don't know.
They're going to start going on to that Invicta vibe.
Invicta vibe? What does that mean?
You know, what I mean is just like, you know, it's like you get high action fights, but you know it's not a high production thing.
Oh, that's true.
It's just, come on. Like, what are they doing over at UFC Fight Night?
You think they're throwing all these cards at the Apex or over? There's like zero overhead, if you think about it.
Yeah, they're just doing it in their backyard, essentially.
Yeah, that was supposed to be for the Contender Series, that place, or the Ultimate Fighter.
Look, you're TKO Holdings, which is the parent company for the UFC.
You're loving it.
You know, you've got to make your nut. You've got to pay the investors for everything they put in to buying the UFC. So you got to put out these events. You got to churn them out, bud. You got to churn them out. These fighters are just hamsters in the wheel now, dude.
Crazy.
All the romance and the magic of the idea of being a professional fighter, bro, you're just a hamster in the wheel now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just there to make somebody some money. All right. Also, last weekend was One Friday Fights 55. A lot of good Muay Thai fights on that card. A couple of MMA fights. Mateus Pereira gets a submission win in round three versus Kasan Kaliev. And that was like the only MMA fight on that card.
It's a good fight, though.
Yeah, but check that out with some of the other Thai, Muay Thai fighting on that. Sorry, I kind of stumbled on my own words. But let's look forward to this weekend's UFC fight night. Also at the Apex, we just got done shitting on the Apex, so we're going back there this weekend, Sean. Or Sergio, however you want to go. Hey, dude, women's flyweight fight headlining this one. Yeah, Amanda Ribas versus Rose Namajunas. Rose opening as a minus 250 favorite. Ribas a plus 205 underdog. What do you think? Is this really all depend on which Rose Namajunas shows up?
No, you know, this is also going to be a flyweight fight, so it's going to be at 25. Remember, Rose, didn't she lose her flyweight debut? Am I not mistaken?
I'm trying to remember because I feel like it's been so long since she's actually fought.
Yeah, I think she's still got it. Against Amanda Ribas, I think this is probably the perfect opponent because Amanda Ribas, I mean, she gets into firefights. I feel like Rose's championship prowess and her experience and the wars she's been through with Joanna, with Whaley. I mean, people forget just because she's not champion, she was also, I mean, she's future Hall of Famer for sure. One of the best strawweights to ever live and to ever do it. So I'm going to go with Rose. Amanda Ribas, she's tough as nails, but I think Rose probably negates a bunch of pretty much all of her attacks. If there was a submission threat, that's one thing, but we haven't seen Ribas submit too many people. So I just feel like Rose probably will hit her with something clean. And if it's going to be a submission, it's going to be Rose.
I kind of feel you hit on something there that I never really thought about. And I think you're right, where Rose Namajunas just does well against fighters that push the action. And then Rose meets that challenge. If it's somebody that's really just trying to eke by rounds, it seems like Rose Namajunas fights down to them and underperforms. So yeah, you know, that's interesting. That's interesting. I'm going to go with Rose Namajunas on this one.
Yeah.
Cause she has mentioned the idea of championship aspirations at this weight class. So maybe we got someone who's more focused, skill set, very well-rounded. So I'm going to go with Rose Namajunas on this one.
Nice. Next up, we got Jason Taffa and Carl Williams. I think Justin Taffa is filling in for his brother that filled in for him last time. So I think
is his brother named Jason?
No, it's actually Junior Taffa.
Oh, Junior. Okay. Taffa. Who's Jason? Who's Jason Taffa? I want to meet this guy now. You've mentioned probably his name.
A third Taffa.
Who's this guy? His doppelganger.
It's probably a third Taffa.
So Justin Taffa versus Carl Williams. Who you got for this one? Heavyweights, man. Damn.
I don't know. Hard. I feel like our Samoan SWAT team, for some reason, Samoans aren't doing really good in MMA right now. Carl Williams looks like he's riding some heat. So I'm going to go Carl Williams.
All right. Also, you got at middleweight Edmund Shahbazyan versus AJ Dobson. Shahbazyan, a minus 192 favorite. Dobson, only a plus 160 underdog. Shahbazyan for a while was like kind of just was.
He's on fire.
Yeah, you know, and then something happened here.
You know, he was also part of that whole, what's that dude, the Ronda Rousey's old coach?
Oh, he was in that camp?
He was in that camp at Glendale. Like,
okay, yeah.
I think he started there as like a freaking teenager or like a kid or something like that. Mm. I did see him in a couple of the embeddeds. I think he's been training in Vegas over at Extreme Couture, so. He did lose to Anthony Hernandez recently, and he was part of that camp. So I don't know where he is now, but hopefully, you know, he's putting it together. I mean, he, like you said, man, he was like, I think he won like five in a row, then he ended up losing three in a row, then won one. Then it's been a tough road for that kid. He's only 26 years old, man.
And we'll see what happens. Hey, opening on the prelims is Muhammad Usman, brother of Kamaru Usman, versus Mick Parkin. This is at heavyweight. Usman opening as a plus 120 underdog, Parkin a minus 142 favorite. So we'll see what happens, right? Like with that, if high level MMA is in the blood or not. But yeah, I wonder, you wonder how much nepotism plays in terms of like who gets a roster spot in the UFC. But I guess it doesn't really matter to them because, like, if these guys aren't really employees, they're just 1099, then it's like, bring your brother along. We'll sign him for a couple of fights and then just cut him if, like, we don't need them anymore. So I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm interested. I'm also interested in this Cameron Simon versus, where is that? Is that fight still on there?
Versus Peyton Talbot?
Yeah. Where the heck is that? Am I just blind?
It would be right under the Shabazzian fight.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's going to be a good fight. Cameron Simon used to be undefeated. And both these guys, I mean, this whole card, all these guys pretty much came from Contender Series. It's crazy.
Okay. Oh, no wonder you're more tapped in with the Contender Series than I am, so.
But, well,
that's this weekend. But this Friday, you know, Bellator is back in action. And again, like we mentioned earlier, you could watch these fights. Bellator MMA is available on Max. So if you're done watching the softcore porn options on Max that Sean DeSergio
fucking likes,
you could watch Bellator MMA on Max. It's going to be streaming on Max.
Is that free?
This one, if you have Max.
Do you have Max?
Yeah, I have Max.
Is that free?
Because Max is not free.
Oh, fuck.
Max is not free. I have it with my HBO subscription.
Oh, nice.
So
that's a good. That's a good card, bro.
It's a good card. Bellator champion. They call it Bellator Champions Series Belfast.
Oh, it's light heavyweight champ.
It's a light heavyweight championship. What do we got here? We got Corey Anderson versus Carl Moore.
Poor guy.
So I think they're just like they're going at the international champions, going at each other there. Corey Anderson is, I think I'm going to give him the nod in this one because I think he's going into this fight for the first time in being healthy for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
I think in his past fights, he kind of just was taking fights because of that just tough competitive mentality. And now he's just actually taking time to heal his body. So I think we might see a refreshed Corey Anderson go into this fight, Sean.
I agree. Or he'll get freaking knocked out by Carl Moore.
That's possible as well. I'm not, I will eat a white belt and shut up if that happens.
I mean,
sure.
This guy's won four in a row. Against people I don't know,
and you're going into Belfast,
yeah.
You know, so that crowd's gonna be fucking live, bro. Those Irish fans and the British fans and anywhere in that side of the pond. Okay, you go Ireland, you go UK, you go Germany, you go like anywhere out there, dude. They fucking love their sports out there.
They do.
They go fucking live.
They love combat sports, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, how about Patricio Ferreira?
Yeah, the featherweight championship online. Patricio Ferreira, Pitbull, going up to Jeremy Kennedy. Sometimes when it comes to the Pitbull brothers, dude, I don't even know what to think anymore.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I they're going to be unstoppable, and then something happens, and other times it's just like, oh, he's washed, and then he shows out. I was just like, what the fuck? I don't know anything anymore, bro.
He's 36, so.
Dude, at featherweight, that is the wrong side of 30, bro.
Jeremy Kennedy it is. No.
Well, they're both like flying across the pond for this one. So it's not like anybody's going to have the home court advantage, so to speak.
How about Fabian Edwards, Leon Edwards' brother? He's also fighting.
Aaron Jeffrey, dude, both these motherfuckers are tall. 6'1", 6'2", you know, similar records. Fabian Edwards with a little bit of a reach advantage. So, I don't know.
Ooh, how about James Gallagher versus Leandro Higo? That's a good fight.
Yeah, Leandro Higo with more of the experience advantage.
For sure.
And a little bit of an arm reach advantage.
Dude, this guy finishes though.
Fuck. Yeah. Yeah, so that's going to be kind
of
wild.
A lot of finishes. Kind of wild.
So,
he's 35 also. Fuck.
At 35, I think it's still okay. Shit. I think 35 is still okay.
Gallagher is 27. Holy shit.
Oh, that's hard. Yeah. That's hard, man. Going up to get somebody in their 20s. Oh, man. What a rough trip. But, dude, okay, so that's this Friday. And, again, you guys can watch that on Max. Also, this Friday, one Friday fights, one championships. Okay, that's on. Going to be at Lumpini Boxing Stadium. And in terms of the MMA action, that's all we got with that one, Sean. Yeah. This weekend is the Pan Jiu-Jitsu Championships for IBJJF. That's happening in Florida.
Nice.
I think the first day of competition already happened today.
Wow.
I think you had like a lot of the what they call the juveniles. That's like what they said, what they call the teenagers.
Adults.
So, yeah. I don't think they have the adults yet until tomorrow.
Let's see.
Yeah, I think I could be wrong, but I think that's right. I think it's the juveniles one today. So, yeah, so that's the big kind of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu event that's happening this week is the Pan Jiu-Jitsu Championships. So that's kind of exciting,
yeah? Yeah, it is.
You know anybody that's competing in the Pans this year, Sean? Any friends of yours, old training partners? Or do you like wash your hands of anybody that trains in the gi?
You know what? That's a good fucking point. I don't know anybody.
He doesn't give a shit. Sean's like, wait, they're wearing pajamas? Fuck it.
Pans?
I don't give a shit.
Because is it mostly Pans gi stuff?
There's two events. So this one is going to be the gi event. And then the no gi Pans is a separate event.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's probably the only one I really give a fuck about.
Yeah, of course. You fucker. well, that's the one we're going to have you sign up for later this year, bro.
Ah,
we're gonna make you do that. We're gonna make Sean
do a gi tournament.
Dude, we're gonna register you twice. We're gonna register you as Sean for no gi and Sergio for gi. So that way you get all the action.
Yeah. All the action.
He wants that smoke. He wants that smoke. Oh, I forgot to mention, if boxing is more your jam, guys, there's a vacant British bantamweight title. And it will be fought for in London this weekend, or actually on Friday, between Chris Bork and Ashley Lane. And that's actually available on TNT Sports. Okay, so that's the vacant British bantamweight title. So check it out, you boxing fans, you.
Nice. That's going to do it for it. Oh, wait, what are you doing this weekend, man?
Oh, this weekend is going to be just mostly chilling, honestly. I kind of felt like last weekend was great. You know, did more than I expected. And this weekend, I don't know. Like, I don't really have a lot planned. I'm kind of looking forward to doing a lot of nothing. Yeah. A lot of nothing. What about you?
This weekend, probably just hang out with my family. Dude, I was at that event for like pretty much 8-9 hours. So lost a day of my life over there.
And you just... And you did that. And you, it's cool. You got to hang out with some good folks.
I missed my kids, though.
It's exhausting, though. You must have been fucking smoked after that.
Yeah, and it was St. Patrick's Day the next day, so I had to find anything that was St. Patrick's or Leprechaun-ish when everything was already gone. Fuck, I had to go to like a Walgreens or like a Target.
You had to feed your kids green beer.
Oh, yeah, because they were doing this like capture the leprechaun shit. I was like, God damn it.
Oh, what? Poor leprechaun, bro.
I know. For me, yeah, for part, just hang out, chill at the same time, watch these fights. Can't wait.
Hey, guys, look, make sure, like, also, if you guys think of anything that you wanted us to cover, think of some things that we forgot to point out with these fights, hit us up on our social media. We love hearing the feedback from all of y'all.
Yeah, and that's going to do it for us, guys. Don't forget to... share, like, and subscribe to the podcast. Don't forget to follow us on our social media. Mine is Sean_Pierre_, and yours, Carlo?
HopQ1 on Instagram.
Don't forget to hit up Magala Jiu-Jitsu in San Francisco, 10th Planet in Daly City, Omni Movement in Hercules, and FTCC in Las Vegas.
I'm over at Hapkido USA. We're with our Cojaldo Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu team, our Golden Pizza Muay Thai team. Shout out to our friends and fam at Pacific Ring Sports in Oakland, Sama Martial Arts in Pinole, and Rooted Legacy Muay Thai in Martinez. Shout out to Omega Martial Arts.
Isn't your guy, isn't the Pacific Ring guy Arion fighting soon or something like that?
Not.
No? One of your guys is. Somebody is.
Hold on. From Pacific not this Ring. Weekend. Is it this weekend? I think next weekend.
Okay. We'll talk about that, I guess, later on.
No, hold on. I could look it up right now. Actually, yeah. I don't know. Actually, I don't know if I could find it right now.
That's cool.
No, no, hold on. Wait. So, is it this weekend?
Let me go look at freaking Thai Box Rob shit because he put something out on there. Okay, that is on March 23rd.
Nope, that is this weekend.
Yeah, it is this weekend. So shout out to those guys fighting. Who is it? What's his name? Fuck.
So that's All Out Battle, I believe. That's this weekend in Stockton.
Yeah.
All right, so that's what is that? That's gonna be Oscar from Pacific Ring Sports.
Shout out Oscar
is gonna get down there. I also believe. I'm just totally like gapping on who else is on this card.
Dude's name.
So, sorry guys. I know I try to give as much love to Pac Ring as much as I can. Sorry, I'm short on the details on it. So in any case, that's going to be in Stockton this weekend if y'all are interested.
Whoever's competing out there, have fun, be safe, take care, everyone.
Oh, yeah, you could actually watch it on Okaizo Sports.
I see that.
Okaizosports.live. Okaizosports.live. So you could actually watch this on Saturday, guys. There you go. That was very professional of us.
Stockton Arena.
So, yeah, like 20 seconds of dead air. Us talking about what we're looking at on our screens. Our listeners can't see any of that shit. And then finally with an answer, which is completely incomplete. Yeah.
And irrelevant.
This is the high level podcast you guys subscribe to. Thank you. You're very welcome.
You see it out there, guys.
Peace.